This is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Victoria Craig. Today, England joins other parts of the UK in tightening movement restrictions to prevent the country's health system from being overwhelmed by a fresh surge in COVID-19 infections. The daily number of deaths here have reached the highest level since May. So for the next 4 weeks, pubs, restaurants, gyms, and non-essential shops are now closed. Toilet paper stockpiling made headlines during the spring lockdown, so the question this time around is, are consumer products companies better prepared? Kimberly Clark makes the UK's best-selling toilet paper. It's called Andrex here, Cottonelle in the U.S. The company's UK boss, Ori Ben-Shai, told me as we head into our second lockdown, 100 million toilet rolls are standing by.
We are working very, very closely with retailers. The biggest challenge is to just get the product fast enough throughout the chain down to the shelf. It's not really to have enough product. So what would help is part of it is have more inventory through the different stages of the supply chain, in the stores itself or at the retailers, distribution centers, and with us as well. And then it is getting the right capacity to just ship it down the chain fast enough so it can stay as available as possible at all stages.
It's a balancing act, though, at least financially, I imagine, for a company like you. Are you worried that if people stock up now and they have enough for the next few months, they won't be buying any the next period? So how does that affect your cash flow? How do you plan for that? What future spending will be like?
Real consumption is not really going up, or it's going up to a limited extent. Fundamentally, there is a lot of stocking going on. There is so much volatility. You don't know, for example, how long will this last. You don't know how many more waves like that would happen. It's probably going to be a cycle that we're still going to be in. So very, very difficult to predict. We know it will be challenging, and we are probably modeling and changing our assumptions much more frequently over the last few months than we usually are.
Are you seeing sales like you did during the first lockdown? Are you noticing that people are stockpiling more than they otherwise would have at this time of year?
Yeah, there is a spike. It's not to the extent that we've seen first time around of March, April. But yeah, it's quite significant, I'd say. It seems like people are a little bit less stressed than they were. They obviously went through the experience. They saw that product is eventually available. But yeah, you are seeing behavior of stocking up to an extent.
Really interesting stuff. Ori Ben-Shai from Kimberly Clark. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.